The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Glad you can hang out with us on this Wednesday afternoon. We've got quite a show for you today. In fact, you just heard in our top of the hour news that Washington's Unemployment Security Office say that they have now paid out an additional 81,000 claims. When are heads going to roll there? Because last week they had the audacity to call a press conference and say, we're all caught up on the backlog. And as soon as they said that, I started hearing from dozens, scores of listeners saying, what are they talking about? That they're all caught up in unemployment security. I still haven't gotten mine. And you heard the soundbite in our top of the hour news there. There are people who are out of savings now. They have this benefit that they've been paying into, that the taxpayers have been paying into. And we have all of these families that have been just crushed because of the capricious government economic shutdown, where Jay Inslee gets to pick the winners and losers. We have to destroy the bowling industry, but we'll make sure we protect the marijuana industry. I guess they get more tax dollars from weed than they do a couple games of bowling. And so they have capriciously picked the winners and losers. From a health standpoint, it makes zero sense that they haven't worked out a deal with the tribes. The tribes have, you know, tens of thousands of people in their casinos smoking. Some are smoke-free. But I was driving down I-5 last weekend. My wife and I just drove over to the peninsula just for a little change of pace. I took the Narrows Bridge. But, you know, as you pass some of the tribal casinos, we are a smoking facility. I'm just thinking, here you got a disease that hits the hardest people with respiratory problems. And because they are sovereign land, the tribes are able to, you know, have tens of thousands of people smoking away, pulling on the slot machines. And then those people, what do? Well, they go and they mingle with the rest of us. Shouldn't they have been able to work out some kind of deal for society if it's so critical that we don't gather en masse? But now we can't go to church, but if you want to go and scream horrible things about cops in the middle of the street, thousands of you, shoulder to shoulder, well, you can do that because you have a First Amendment right to do that. But I have a First Amendment right to go to church too. No, health crisis. Health crisis overwhelms that. And so as you hear about all of these industries, business owners, individual workers, they are just getting destroyed financially. And they're trying to make sense of a world where the governor could not or would not make a deal with the tribes and say, look, it's kind of tough for us as a state to tell all these other businesses they have to close down. Can we cut a deal? But of course, you know, Washington's the only state in the United States of America that has tribal gaming where the state does not get a penny of the cut. And that's Chris Gregoire. That was Chris Gregoire, along with Margarita Prentiss when she was in the state Senate. But they cut the worst deal in the, you know, it's like what Trump talks about all the time. Trump is aghast at some of the deals that previous presidents and administrations have cut with nations like China, where the United States just gets absolutely trampled in these deals. And we give everything, we get nothing. And just this week, the president was talking about how all of the NATO countries in Europe that we protect, the reason they can kind of get away with socialism in some of those European nations is because they spend a fraction of what other countries do on their military, because the United States protects them. They don't have to spend on a military because good old US of A will come to the rescue. Well, those NATO countries, they weren't paying anywhere near their fair share. And Donald Trump, and this is one of the great things that the president has done, is he's gotten us out of these horrible deals with Iran and with NAFTA, with NATO, and just said, we got to make a deal that makes sense for us. Okay, well, look at Washington State. We've been even worse in having politicians looking out for us. They look out for themselves, because Chris Gregoire, she amassed an awful lot of political power by giving away the state to the tribes. And I don't fault the tribes for any of this. They cut brilliant business deals. But I do fault our elected lack of leaders, because all they wanted was personal money, personal power. I mean, Chris Gregoire, her kids and son-in-laws and everybody, they are dotted everywhere you look in local government. By giving away billions of dollars, Chris Gregoire amassed generational security and power for her family. But then we get back to what all this means for you. If you're unemployed and you got an unemployment office, I'm going to go in depth on this at 12:30 this afternoon, because Lynn Brewer, who was a whistleblower at Enron, and she is uncovering some amazing things with Washington Unemployment Office. Do you realize, and the Puget Sound Business Journal had this as well, do you realize that somebody on, I want to make sure the date's correct, somebody on April 4th at Washington Unemployment Security manually shut off a security control feature that would have protected our Social Security numbers from getting stolen? It also, in shutting off that security feature, it allowed these Nigerian scammers to come in and steal over half a billion tax dollars. And then on May 5th, 1 month later, presumably that same person turned those security features back on at Unemployment Security. Now, what we are starting to hear is their stated reason was, well, we had to turn off the security feature so we could streamline getting the payments out to the unemployed, because our system was flooded and the security feature was slowing it down too much. Does anybody buy that? Does anybody believe that that's really why this feature of security was turned off, so that they could streamline payments when they still haven't gotten payments to tens of thousands of people? Nobody's been fired. Susie Levine, who runs it, I've told you this a million times, she is a Democratic campaign bundler. She raised millions, tens of millions of dollars for Barack Obama and Pete Buttigieg, and then Jay Inslee, because of her Democratic bona fides. He gets her $180,000 a year job running employment security. at which she has clearly been unbelievably incompetent. And this also leads to Jay Inslee as well. One other note on all of this. I didn't even know I was going to talk about this until I heard the employment security story in our news at the top of the hour. But one other note on all of this. Lynn Brewer, who we're going to be talking to at 12:30 this afternoon, she has requested public records documents, and they are supposed to get them to her in a timely fashion, according to the law. But now they're telling her that she cannot get access to these documents, and what she wants is communications between Jay Inslee and Susie Levine, to all documents, text messages, emails, meeting notes. And she is now being told that even though they are supposed to be provided in a timely manner, that they will not provide these documents to Lynn Brewer until after Election Day in early November. So what are they hiding down there in Olympia? What are Jay Inslee and Susie Levine? What are in those documents that are so damning, I presume, that they have to be held until after Election Day? Now, I know I'm getting wonky on you here talking about all of this, but, you know, frankly, nobody else is talking about this. As I said, Puget Sound Business Journal and Seattle Times had a great piece on this. I haven't seen anything else in the broadcast media. And like I said, I know it's not the most thrilling of topics, but I've told you from the get-go, my stated goal with this radio show, right from when I started, was to be a watchdog of government. And so when you combine all this bogus health news where they have no problem with protesters gathering, they won't cut a deal with the tribes to ensure that some outbreak isn't traced back to a casino. The state had no interest. And again, why? Jay Inslee says that he has to shut down a bowling alley for public health, but he won't even have a conversation. And the tribes could say, forget you. We're sovereign land. We're not going to talk. But I'm telling you, we're the only state in the country that doesn't have a piece of tribal gaming. We've completely given that away. And the fact that Jay Inslee is too cowardly on this issue to say, I'm making everybody else live under my thumb because of this health pandemic. We got to talk. Nope, aren't going to be any talks there. So make sure you stick around. Right after the bottom of the hour news at 12:30, Lynn Brewer is going to join me, and we will tell you more about exactly what is going on with the refusal to give up documents, the fact that Susie Levine still has a job after giving access to scammers for more than $500 million, and then the new information that the Puget Sound Business Journal uncovered that somebody went in and manually turned off the security feature for 1 month. And that's what gave the scammers access to $500 million, and it's what gave all of these others. I'm a victim of identity theft, my wife and I. Somebody sent another debit card to our house, hoping we would activate it a few nights ago. It's a nightmare trying to stay on top of things when you're a victim of identity fraud. And that's all because of the incompetence of Jay Inslee and Susie Levine giving people access to your and my accounts. It's absolutely shocking. So we will go more in depth on this as we proceed through the hour here. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
Donald Trump had a press conference just as we were going off the air yesterday. And Seattle came up, as it so often does. He talked about not using their names, but he talked about Jay Inslee and Jenny Durkin and about how the cities that are in the worst trouble in America are the ones run by the cities and states that are run by the liberal mayors and governors.
Before providing today's update on the China virus, I want to address the violence, looting and rioting taking place in the Democrat-controlled cities of New York, Portland, Chicago, and Seattle. The mayors and governors of these states and cities have an absolute duty to use all resources necessary to end the violence and all of the injury and death.
Yes, Jay Inslee and Jenny Durkin have an absolute duty, but it is one they are refusing to embrace. And so the president says, if the local politicians won't take care of us, the feds are ready.
Urging to deploy these resources to protect their citizens and to stop the violence and all of the things that we watch on television going on, although a lot of the, unfortunately, fake news don't like to put it on because it...
Okay, and then finally, he did speak specifically about the resignation of Carmen Beck.
Yesterday, Seattle City Council voted to cut funding for their police department, and the police chief there, Carmen Best, the first black woman to serve in that capacity, she resigned hours later. What does this say about our country? What does this say about the defund police movement?
Well, I think that Seattle and... In spite of all that they've been through with the embarrassment of having a radical left group, Antifa and others, take over a big portion of the city of Seattle. We're talking about a big city, a major city. That they allowed that to happen is incredible. That it took so long to fix is incredible. The only reason they went in is because they knew we were going in the following day. And so they preceded us. They didn't want that to happen. They didn't want to be embarrassed. And the people just gave up. They were exhausted from having taken over a city for so long. The police commissioner seems like a very good woman. They were going to slash her salary by 40% or 50%. And they cut a tremendous amount off the police department, really where people are saying it's not sustainable as a good police department. And again, those police are good also, but they're not allowed to do their job. So I think it's a shame. I hate to see her go because she did, in her own way, a very good job, but she wasn't effective in convincing the mayor and the city council to give the funds that were needed or just leave the funds the way they are. They've done a big defund, a big part of it, and it'll probably get worse before people realize this is a tragic era, before people start dying and getting hurt very badly. So I think Seattle's made a tragic mistake. I think Portland has no clue as to what they're doing. They have no clue. And hopefully they'll be asking for help because we can solve their problem very, very quickly. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So he's offering federal help if things don't clean up here in Seattle. And yes, losing Carmen Best is a blow for the city. And that is your big lead for today.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
She was a whistleblower at Enron, the biggest bankruptcy fraud scandal in U.S. business history. She's now working on uncovering things at Washington State Unemployment. She'll give you the very latest when Lynn Brewer joins me next as the Dory Monson Show gets rolling. As you know, amidst all of the health crisis, the economic shutdown, all of the other problems that are plaguing us socially, economically, there remains tremendous questions coming out of a scam where our state, meaning you and me as taxpayers, sent $650 million to Nigerian taxpayers through the Employment Security Office. And while ESD was ballyhooing last week that they had finally got caught up on all the backlogged claims, I immediately heard from dozens and dozens of listeners who say they still haven't gotten paid. I am a victim of the identity theft. My wife and I, as our Social Security number was one of the millions that were exposed through all of this. Somebody tried to open a debit card in our name, and we caught that just late last week. But this has turned into a nightmare with Jay Inslee and the head of ESD, Susie Levine, at the top of this mess with still no repercussions for this massive security breach. Lynn Brewer is a good friend of our show. She was a whistleblower at Enron when they were having some problems of their own. She has been keeping us posted on how she has been trying to track down what's going on at Washington State Unemployment Security. And Lynn Brewer joins us once again here on the Dory Monson Show. Good afternoon, Lynn.
Good afternoon, Dory.
Okay, very disturbing stuff here because there are a couple of new reports out this week from the Seattle Times and from the Puget Sound Business Journal. It's that Puget Sound Business Journal report that reveals something very interesting about how they opened up the system to these scammers. Tell my listeners what that was all about.
So according to a whistleblower report that the Puget Sound Business Journal has acquired, there was a singular senior employment security department official that promoted and permitted changes to the state computer system. On April 4th, they signed into the computer system and removed the internal controls, which exposed everyone's Social Security number in the state of Washington. So this is Secure Access Washington that all the agencies have integrated, and it allowed the scammers access to your Social Security number, which we're now hearing about, my Social Security number. Everybody's was exposed for a period of 1 month, yeah, at which time this senior official signed back onto the system and put the internal control fraud detection system back up. So for 1 month, someone inside the organization exploited the vulnerabilities of the system and allowed fraudulent claims to be filed.
And their stated reason, have they stated a reason, since I know this comes through a whistleblower, have they given a reason why they would have turned off these internal controls?
Well, it depends upon who you talk to. So if you talk to Ms. Levine, she claims that, first of all, there weren't any changes to the system, which we all know has to have happened. Somebody was get granted access to the system. She worked, her husband, just as an example, her husband has been developing and programming software for 20 years. She worked at Microsoft, was, according to the Jewish History Museum website, was one of the core members of the DOS system. So that she knew or should have known that there were vulnerabilities in the system, because back to 2015, the Washington State Auditor reported that false claims had been paid. Back to 2015, so when Ms. Levine came on board, she was very keenly aware that the system had its vulnerabilities. So why it was opened up is anyone's guess, whether it was nefarious activity, who this senior ESD employee is. You know, someone had to direct that. And I believe, based on the public records request that I've done and their delay to answer that until the end of the year, that we're going to find that she knew or was participating in this in some manner.
Well, look, if they opened up these security controls, and ostensibly they say to streamline it for people who needed to get their benefits, why that would be a necessity for people to get what was due them is beyond me. Of course, the most nefarious of reasons would be if this person on the inside was working with the Nigerian scammers and removed those security controls so they could funnel hundreds of millions of our dollars to these overseas bank accounts. And if that's the case, we're looking at a crime that would be punishable with life in prison, I would imagine.
Well, I don't know about life in prison, but one of the things, Dory, as you call back in 2001 when you and I spoke about Enron, there are similarities, right? There's the fraud aspect of this. There's the lack of internal controls, the loss of nearly $1 billion, and a possible cover-up. Those elements were present at Enron. And I have claimed all along in this situation that you cannot do this without penetrating the system, and that was not done without exploiting some vulnerability. Now, who allowed that to be exploited? I have no idea, and it certainly would make no sense to literally allow the entire everyone in Washington State's Social Security number to be exposed.
Yeah. Well, and also, what kind of sense does it make? Do we not have some necessity of collaboration within the system where you would have to have at least two people involved in shutting off security controls? I mean, that alone would seem to be a massive security breach if one person unilaterally can shut off these controls without anybody else on the team being aware of it.
Well, generally, at least in IT, I can tell you, these, as you get higher up in the food chain, so to speak, your accountability or your authority and access to do this changes where you don't need two people. Someone at a lower level probably needs two or three people, but at Ms. Levine's level, she runs the division. She wouldn't necessarily need a second person. That's why it's got to be somebody at her level or, you know, and again, I'm not claiming that she did it. I'm just saying to you, she spent 20 years in technology, and her husband is in technology. They clearly knew or should have known how to fix the vulnerabilities and what would happen. What would be the cause and effect but for this system being opened up? And I think, frankly, to be honest with you, as I've said all along, why has she not been fired? It's one thing to lose $1 billion. Now you've exposed everybody in Washington to identity theft.
And I'm one of those people who's been exposed to identity theft. All right, hold on, Lynn. Lynn Brewer is with us. She is trying to get documents to find out what's really going on at Employment Security. You're not going to want to miss this. I'll tell you my ID theft story as well as our conversation continues in just a moment here on the Dory Monson Show. I'm talking with Lynn Brewer. She was an Enron whistleblower. And she's trying to get the documents to find out what's really happening with our Washington State Unemployment Office. You know, you and I talked about this before. I know that Susie Levine was a huge Democratic bundler, a donor. But the fact that she still has a job after blowing at least $500 million tax dollars, And now this new information that somebody manually shut off the internal control that could have prevented this, if there's not a really good reason as to why that happened, you know, you challenged me when I said life in prison, but I would think that this would be a very serious felony if somebody manually opened up the state's coffers to scammers like this.
Well, it depends upon what. So in the law, of course, you've got to have the mens rea, which means the mindset to commit the crime, and then the actus reus, which means that you acted upon that mindset. That's a high bar to get over. But at the very least, she's exposed herself. And frankly, she has a surety bond, and there ought to be a class action lawsuit against her for negligence, not because now the victims aren't just the people who had delayed payments, but it's you, it's me, it's every taxpayer who has been exposed to this. And you will forever now be required to sort of spend this 15 hours every time you get a call to sort of say, no, that wasn't me.
Well, last thing, Lynn, last time you and I talked, you had requested through the Public Records Act some documents. You were very frustrated because they said that they would not make those available until after the election in November. Has anything changed with that? And do you believe that they are stonewalling you because whatever comes out of this public records dump that you're hoping to acquire, could it be so poisonous for Jay Inslee and Susie Levine that it would actually impact the election?
Well, the other thing that that has come up is that when this whistleblower reported this to the state auditor actually closed the report and said, we will get to the information in a different manner, which makes no sense, but has also said that we'll not release the results of the audit until after the election. So let's say the election happens on November 3rd. There's 2 months by which then, assuming that Biden is elected, that he's going to start choosing cabinet members. And if they can hold off delaying this until 3 weeks before the inauguration, it's very likely that Inslee will get away with what is very clearly, I mean, I have written an opinion piece where I compare him to Ken Lay. He did not keep his eye on the ball. He was, you know, out soliciting for political contributions, you know, all the while our public or our private information is being compromised. So, you know, whatever needs to happen, I mean, certainly Joe Biden needs to understand that, you know, he's tainted at this point.
Yeah, and just in case people don't know the name that you just referenced, Ken Lay was the, correct me if I'm wrong, he was the CEO of Enron as they were embroiled in the biggest bankruptcy and fraud scandal in American business history.
Yeah, all because of lack of internal controls.
Yeah.
And he was the chairman of the board, so you put Inslee in a position of a chairman of the board of any public company, and Susie Levine is the CEO. She's the Jeff Skilling, you know, but now you've got a cover up, and that's therein is the problem with all of this. It's there's something more, as I've said to you from day one, there's something more going on here than meets the eye. And that is coming out to be absolutely true.
Yeah, well, and I am absolutely counting on you to get to the bottom of what it is, and we'll provide the platform for getting the word out. As always, Lynn, fantastic work. We need citizens and watchdogs like you to keep an eye on these guys, because this is quite a scandal that's unfolding here.
Yes, indeed.
Lynn, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time, and thanks for keeping me posted.
Okay, thanks, Dory.
Okay, Lynn Brewer, who is all over this employment security fraud, and now you know that manually somebody shut off the internal security controls that allowed $500 million to be shipped to out-of-state scammers. Who on the inside was working on this? What are they getting out of it? Lynn will keep all of us posted on that. You can text me at 98973. That's 98973. And we'll check the news for you. And then the Fastest 15 is coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.